Move the last case today, which is United States versus Mitris Simmons. Ms. Eckhouse.
May it please the court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Melissa Eckhouse, and I am here on behalf of the appellate, Demetris Simmons, who is currently serving a 56-month sentence for willfully engaging in the business of dealing in firearms without a federal license. There are two issues before the court today. The first issue is whether the government introduced sufficient evidence that Mr. Simmons willfully sold firearms without a license. The second issue is whether Mr. Simmons' sentence is unreasonable because it was improper to treat the Ruger that was manufactured before 1994 as an assault weapon under the sentencing guidelines. This court does not need to reach the second issue because Mr. Simmons' conviction should be reversed because the government failed to introduce evidence that Mr. Simmons willfully sold firearms without a license.
Also on that second issue, the government concedes post-Booker that the district court erred when it failed to calculate the appropriate guideline sentence, so it would go back at any rate on that issue.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
To begin, it should be noted that we do not dispute that the evidence clearly shows that Mr. Simmons sold four firearms to the government's confidential informant, Mr. Thomas. We also do not dispute that Mr. Simmons did not have a license to do so. However, the mere sale of firearms without a license is not a crime unless the government shows that it was done willfully.
Yeah, but the other fact you forgot to mention is that he told the CI when he bought the guns that he told the CI that he bought the guns from gun shows where a license is not required. Isn't that some evidence that he knew what the law was?
I'm not actually familiar with that particular testimony. Mr. Simmons did talk to Mr. Thomas about that Mr. Thomas could go to gun shows to buy guns, and that Mr. Simmons in the past had gone to gun shows to buy guns, but I don't recall that there being any discussion about whether federal licenses are needed at those gun shows.
I thought it came out in some of the tape recorded conversations that he sent someone. I mean, he was aware that you don't need a license at gun shows. That Simmons told the CI that he bought guns from gun shows where a license is not required.
I'm not sure that evidence came out during the jury trial, Your Honor. We submit that the record does not show that there is any evidence that Mr. Simmons knew that it was unlawful to sell firearms without a license, or that Mr. Simmons has knowledge about any type of licensing requirement. The government contends that it did not have to produce this type of evidence. Instead, the government contends that all it had to do to satisfy its burden of proving willfulness is show that Mr. Simmons understood that some aspect of his conduct was generally unlawful, even if that conduct was not at all related to the sale of firearms or to the licensing requirements. Under the government standards, Simmons could be convicted if he knew that he was illegally parked when he made the first gun sale.
Illegally parked?
Right, because under the government standards, all they have to show is that Mr. Simmons knew that some part of his conduct was unlawful. It doesn't matter whether it relates to the crime at issue that he's been charged with.
Well, been discussed is related to the crime. It is related to the sale of the gun or the acquisition of the gun and the negotiations. It's not about parking. So the only unlawful conduct that he either did or did not know or that they didn't show is that it was related to the gun, the weapon, the sale of the weapons.
The conduct that the government didn't show was that Mr. Simmons knew about the licensing requirement or that it was unlawful to sell a gun without the licensing requirement.
The licensing requirement is more remote. The issue is whether he, the government could show that the defendant knew that his conduct was unlawful. The conduct of with the transactions with the gun.
But the issue then is, well, what conduct does the government need to show was unlawful? And a part of this crime is that there was no license to sell the firearms. That's what makes it a crime. That's a heart of this.
If he had a license, that would certainly be a defense.
Correct. Then there wouldn't be a violation because the statute that he's accused of violating is dealing firearms without a license.
And I have found this testimony I was alluding to. This has to do with the third gun sale. After the sale, Simmons told Thomas he would have to report the firearm stolen because it was registered. And Simmons went on to say that he would fill out a card stating that he sold it at a gun show. And he also said that he normally went to gun shows to get his guns, and it was easy to purchase firearms because all you have to do is have somebody to be able to get them. And then later on, he agreed to meet Thomas at a gun show. He backed out but told him over the phone he would see if he could get somebody else to go to the gun show for him. So what I'm saying is that certainly is sufficient evidence to support the conviction in terms of his willfulness and his knowledge. That's the specific testimony I was referring to.
Your Honor, I am familiar with that testimony, and that testimony did not deal with the licensing issue. That dealt with Simmons' knowledge that, in general, there was some sort of reporting requirement to register the guns, but it didn't have anything to do with whether Simmons understood that in selling a firearm, he had to have a license to do that. And that is the specific part of the conduct that the willfulness goes to. It is not enough just to show that maybe Simmons understood that something else wrong was going on. He had to know that there was something unlawful about not having a license to sell firearms.
The Supreme Court has specifically rejected that argument in the Bryan case and said that knowledge of the licensing requirement and that the defendant was violating the licensing requirement is not an element of the offense. It's only this more generic knowledge of the unlawfulness of the conduct that counts.
Your Honor, in U.S. versus Bryan, the Supreme Court held that the defendant did not need to know specifically that Section 922.8-1 precludes the sale of firearms without a license. However, what we are arguing is that he still have to know some sort of generally that you need some sort of license requirement, but you don't have to be able to cite to the statute by chapter and verse. Also,
that's not how the court framed the issue. The issue is framed by Justice Stevens in his opinion for the court. The question presented is whether the term willfully in 924A1D requires proof that the defendant knew his conduct was unlawful or whether it also requires proof that he knew of the federal licensing requirement. And the court said it was only A and not B, that knowledge of the, or proof of knowledge of the federal licensing requirement, whether he knows the statute, chapter, and verse is beside the point, but knowledge of a federal licensing requirement is not an element of the offense.
The court held. Was holding that it was to the specifically as to the type of statute, but there still has to be some sort of requirement that Simmons knew that his conduct was unlawful in selling the firearms without a license.
You keep referring to the license. Of course, I think you're taking the position of the three dissenters on the Supreme Court, who also thought that there should be some knowledge of the license, and the majority said no. It's just a matter of knowing you're doing something that is unlawful. You don't have to know specifically what it is. You later find out when they charge you, and this is what it turns out to be. That seems to be what the Supreme Court has ruled.
The position is somewhat similar to my position is somewhat similar to the dissenters, but also it's a little different because U.S. versus Bryan left unanswered the question as to exactly what conduct it is that that the knowledge of unlawfulness relates to. They just said that it has to be general knowledge of unlawfulness without specifying the type of conduct that is at issue.
But in this case, it's clearly the unlawfulness is related to the gun transactions, and as Judge Williams pointed out, some specific statements that he made related to that. He wasn't talking about some general unlawfulness. And of course, there's also a question that, you know, some focus of where what he was doing with the guns after he got them. But, you know, he was selling them to people who were going to do bad things. Finish up. Go ahead.
Well, the standard that the government is advocating completely divorces the mens rea from the crime committed, and therefore it did not present any evidence on Mr. Simmons' willfulness, and therefore for this reason should be.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Wesley.
May it please the court, the defendant's conviction should be affirmed in this case. As has already been discussed, the government does concede that there was error with regard to sentencing in this case. The defendant was charged with willfully dealing in firearms without a license. Willfully, as the court has already addressed, has been defined in United States v. Bryan, and under Bryan, the government is only required to prove that the defendant knew that his conduct was unlawful, not that he was aware of the licensing requirement.
Before you go any further on the merits and the sufficiency of the evidence argument, on the concession that you're making regarding sentencing, you're conceding that the case should be remanded for resentencing. I understood from your brief that you made the concession that there was error, but that it was harmless.
That's correct. My statements today are essentially the same, acknowledging that there was indeed error. I just recognize the authority of this court in dictating that the district court should make findings under the guidelines before imposing a sentence in making my previous statements. But I do think that the court at least can consider the fact that the jury found three of the enhancements that were considered in the PSR in this case beyond a reasonable doubt in deciding whether or not the case should or should not be remanded for resentencing.
So you're conceding the error but not conceding the remedy?
Yes.
Okay.
With going back to willfulness in this case, clearly the defendant knew that his conduct was unlawful for various reasons. The defendant wanted to know specifically who he was dealing with before he sold a firearm. In particular, the defendant met the informant in this case in the street at Walmart and then at Kitts before eventually conducting later firearm sales at his home once he gained the informant's I guess trust in this case.
Can we just go back for a minute in terms of the remedy, because the jury's finding that Simmons sold the automatic assault weapon was problematic because it was based on a repealed statute. And so we have a situation here where the district court failed to determine if the semi-automatic weapon enhancer applied and so failed to properly calculate the range. I mean, you agree that the jury's finding was based on a repealed statute.
It was, however, the statute was in effect at the time that this case was charged and certainly when the conduct did occur.
Right, but that's a problem when it gets down to sentencing time, if the statute was...
I think it's certainly a problem that the district court didn't make any findings and the record isn't fully developed on that issue.
Okay.
And so, again, I think it's clear the defendant engaged, going back to unlawfulness, the defendant knew that his conduct was unlawful. He talked about the criminal nature of the conversations that took place when the firearm sales were occurring. In the last sale, he talked about how the SKS Army Edition assault rifle could be used to shoot someone from a block away, and that if you had a couple more that you could hit up a bank. Additionally, he typically purchased his firearms through others, not through federally licensed firearms dealers. So based on that evidence, viewed in any light, I believe that the evidence demonstrated that a rational jury could find that the defendant acted willfully when he did sell these firearms. Unless there are any additional questions, I would rest on my brief.
Okay. Thank you very much. Your time has expired, Ms. Eckhouse. I understand you were court appointed. Is that right? Well, I appreciate your taking the assignment and the good work you did for your client. This case will be taken under advisement. That completes our arguments for today. The court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow morning.